This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Zelda in Houston, Texas. Hi, Zelda.
Hello, and greetings to you. My question centers around the true name of God, and it's being shared in this material as Yahweh, and the name, Hebrew name of Jesus as Yahshua. And I wanted an understanding on why we don't see those names readily in the King James, NIV, and other versions of the Bible.
Well, the Yahweh, and it can be pronounced in various different ways, because in Hebrew you don't have vowels, you just have consonants. And the Hebrew, what you had is four unspeakable letters, and the reason they were unspeakable letters is because God's name was considered to be so holy that we dare not take that sacred name upon our lips. So you had four letters. It was YH, WH, and we have taken the liberty of placing vowels between the consonants so that we could pronounce Yahweh in the way that you just did. But this is what's called the Tetragrammaton, representing the name of God. And the name Yahweh carries with it the concept of eternal or self-existence. And as such, it is not only used of God, but it is also used of Jesus Christ, demonstrating that Jesus Christ is God. For example, in Romans chapter 10, calling on Yahweh and calling on Jesus Christ are equated, demonstrating that Jesus Christ is God. Now, in terms of Jesus Christ is in Hebrew, Yeshua, but in the Greek, he is Iesus. And so it really depends on what language that you are using. But the point is not the pronunciation of a name. The point is the meaning that you pour into that name, such that you recognize that the Yahweh that we find in the Bible transliterated as Jehovah or the Lord is, in fact, the one God revealed in three persons who are eternally distinct. Or when we talk about Yeshua or Jesus or Jesus, we're talking about the one who spoke and the universe leapt into existence. So what I'm saying is the pronunciation is less important than the meaning that you pour into the word when you talk about Jesus Christ or the one God that is revealed in Scripture.
For more Ask Hank episodes or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.